If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Earth Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's a Martha and Robin Sunday going on. Gifted Mystic, or Gifted Mount Shasta Mystic, Robin Alexis is with me. We're going to get back to that in just a moment. I'm going to give you some contact information for our Designing Health and Missing Link giveaway. You've got to listen, pay attention when you hear the Missing Link word of the day, which will air during the Missing Link commercial when that runs. It's your cue to call in to win either the Ultimate Cat Formula or your choice between the Hip and Joint Formula or Skin and Coat Formula for dogs. And it's a full bag of Missing Link. It's a great value. And you'll love it, and you'll know even more here in just a moment when I read you what I'm going to read you. At any rate, local phone number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. You can send us an email here anytime during the show that we will get while we're in the studio. And the Animal World Live email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. You can have contact with me or the show when we're off the air by going to the Animal World website, which is www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Lots of great stuff on the website for you there. Audio archive link on the homepage so you can listen to past shows. All of our sponsors and advertisers links on the homepage. Click on current events for that stuff. You can click contact Martha if you want to send me an email or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. And keep in mind, though, if you need my help as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, I would be delighted to help you and work with you. And I do travel throughout the area around here. I just got calls from people last week down in the Puyallup area. I went, well, we don't think that we can work with you or that you'd come down. But I do. They'd already been told that other trainers, but I will. You want me? I'll come. It's within reasonable distance, but I go that far a lot. So anyway, you can reach me. And keep in mind, I don't work via email, though. And I can get really busy. So you need to call me and bug my voicemail if you don't reach me directly or hear back from me immediately. And you reach me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling. The phone number is 360 217-7258, 360-217-7258. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. And if I'm not the best one to work with you, I probably know who is. I'll refer you on if needed. Now, if you are submitting current events, please do so via email. It's easier for me to get to my web mistress at Indigo Dog. Best one on the world, on the planet. She's fabulous that way. And if you need to post something, which, oh my gosh, I remember Ed sent us something, and I don't have it. I've misplaced it. I will find it. Ed always sends good stuff. At any rate, if you want to send Animal World something, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. And that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. And that information, contact information, is also on my website. Now, Robin Alexis, gifted mystic and co-host of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, is here with me. And Robin, you have a special offer you're doing. So why don't you remind everybody what that's all about?
We are offering a special on my one-on-one phone readings. I only do 8 a week, so we do a limited amount at reduced rates. But if you are interested in that, you can call us at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499. Or email Robin at robinalexis.com. That is a special for Soul Spa members. It is another special for if you aren't a Soul Spa member. And also, if you buy a package of those one-on-one phone readings, there's another level of reduction that we're offering. And that special is running between now and Wednesday of this coming week.
All right. Now, I want to remind you that I write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal about animals. Go figure. And it is available at lots of locations around the Pacific Northwest here. It's a free publication. You can also access the paper online at www.newspiritjournal.com. And you can go back in the archives, because often I write series of columns, and that's what I'm presently doing now. Been writing a series about preparing when you have animals and are going to have babies, and then kids and animals, and then kids and dogs, and then dogs that are biting kids, and all of that good stuff. So there's a lot of really good information there, and you ought to take a look. If not for you, then for somebody that you know. And speaking of that, just reminded me that Robin, I know this, but nobody else knows this, that the annual fundraiser for my spiritual community, the Ananda community, which, I go to temple on the third Sunday of every month, has an annual fundraising event, which is an auction, which happens online and then live at the temple in Bothell, and it goes on for a while. I don't know the startup date, but I'll be letting you know. But I want you to know that Little Miss Robin and Bob have stepped up, and they're donating a one-on-one reading to the auction. And that's huge. So I will keep you informed about the auction and let you know when it starts. But you will be able to bid on a one-on-one with Robin. Okay, let's get to this before we go off the cliff. I received this thank you email from a very long-time listener. And it's a little long, but I want to read it to you, because not only are there some wonderful testimonials in here, but a great subject. And Robin, you'll know why I want you on the line when we get towards the end of this. Okay, so everybody ready? Y'all listening? Ears on. Okay. Dear Martha. Well, the subject is thank you. Dear Martha, my name is Melanie, and I am a longtime listener to your radio program. And this is highlighted. Thanks so very much for all that you have taught us through the years about animal health and behavior. In my case, you're kind of preaching to the choir, but your wealth of knowledge and resources aid me in making informed choices regarding my family's pets, cats, and until recently, a dog. Our beloved golden retriever, Griffey, passed away in March. Tomorrow would have been his 15th birthday, and I know he lived a long, healthy life. And this touches me because, you know, my dog heart is owned by Golden Retrievers. Mostly due to the info you share over the radio. Griffey was a happy dog right to the end and loved by everyone who knew him. I confess that Griffey ate only dry dog food his entire life, canned food as an occasional treat. His breeder sent me home with Purina Puppy Chow, but I immediately weaned him over to the natural brand that you recommended, then soon switched to Precise brand when you endorsed it, after the first brand was bought out by a big corporation. I remember what she's talking about. Do you? Oh, she's nodding her head. Okay. He also ate solid gold Wolf King bison at breakfast and last half of his life, but he always ate Precise Plus for dinner. Most importantly, Griffey took the Missing Link supplement almost every day of his life with us. Occasionally in his later years, I would switch the Missing Link supplement out with another supplement. He loved the liver taste of that one. But he mainly took Missing Link Plus. Incidentally, and that's the hip and joint formula, the Missing Link Plus. Incidentally, the last time he was on the other supplement, his arthritic symptoms flared up, so I quickly switched him back to Missing Link Plus. And he got better. His treats included joint treats, minis, and Griffey was talented at catching them when we tossed them at him, and lettuce. He especially loved the crunchy part of romaine lettuce, and we often joked that he would go for the lettuce if he was offered either meat or lettuce as a choice at hand. Occasionally, I ran into Griffey's breeder. He lives nearby, and I learned last fall that out of the seven puppies in Griffey's litter, only he and one sister were still living, and she was in very arthritic shape. Her owner carried her up and down stairs. All of Griffey's extended blood family, and I know of through the breeder, have died of cancer. Griffey's wonderful grandmother, Ginger, she was the reason that we wanted a Golden, died of cancer at the advanced age of 16 when he was a puppy. The rest of Griffey's extended family died of cancer at younger ages. Because of the debate about immune-suppressing effects of annual vaccinations, I chose not to have annual vaccinations given to Griffey after the age of 3. I used to be religious about annual pet vaccinations until one of our cats died of a sarcoma that originated at the customary injection site. You gave me the encouragement to stick to my guns and refuse repeated vaccinations for Griffey. Even his breeder thought I was off base about vaccines, but lately I sense that he may be changing his mind. Griffey, a.k.a. Griff Dog, went on 2 daily walks with me, rain or shine. The last morning of his life was like any other. He walked around the neighborhood and then he ate all of his breakfast and treats. It was my husband Jay's day off, so he was home when, out of the blue, Griffey had a massive, lengthy seizure right in front of us. Jay and I gave Griffey energetic healing, but it was clear that it was time to let Griff Dog go. He was ready. The vet let us stay with him for the final injection, and we said our goodbyes. The hardest part was telling our grown children that Griffey was gone. Now here's my favorite part. 5 days after Griffey passed on, I had a dream that gave me comfort. That night, I was expecting a home delivery of produce and groceries from Full Circle Farm, so that was on my mind. I must have heard the delivery truck in my sleep, yeah, right, because I got up in my dream and opened the front door to receive my box of produce. Along with my box in my dream, however, sat a giant, it was huge, bag of dog treats and biscuits. Alongside sat a toddler-size baseball glove. When I awoke, the baseball mitt part of the dream puzzled me until later that day when it dawned on me that it was Griffey's signature. He was named for Ken Griffey Jr., the Seattle Mariners player, and the baseball glove was Griffey dog size, not toddler size. The bag of treats were telling me that it was okay. We did the right thing letting him go. My older son wondered why Griffey didn't leave me chocolates instead of dog biscuits, and I answered that I would not have associated a giant bag of candy with Griffey dog at all. Martha, mahalo nui loa. Thank you very much for your radio show. You gave us the means to keep our beloved dog happy, healthy, and active his entire life. A big thank you and appreciation for the wonderful interviews that you do with inspiring and informative people, especially Helen and Bill Thayer. Aloha, Melanie. Oh, isn't that lovely?
That's beautiful.
Now, what I also got to tell you, you know, the dream. How cool is that? That Griffey came through with a baseball glove to let him know, hey, it's me. And what I explained to Melanie is that I think not only do the dog biscuits make her think, you know, the message is from Griffey, but also one thing I've experienced with my animal friends is that they will often gift you with what would make them feel better. You know, because they think in terms of a dog. Like when I was feeling really down or blue, my golden Annie would come to me with her ball. And she'd say, hey, come on, Mom, let's go play ball. That always makes me feel better. Thinking that it would make me feel, her, you know, me feel better, too. But it's kind of like that. Anyway, I wanted to share that while Robin was on the air. And I've let Melanie know that because I thought maybe Griffey might have something more to say to his folks, you know, to Melanie and Jay.
Well, I have to say, first of all, as you were reading that letter, the love that Melanie had and has for Griffey is extremely touching.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just incredible, the care and the thoughtfulness and the wisdom and the willingness to receive new information and change her thinking to serve the greatest value of service for her, Griffey. And I do see a Griffey in my third eye, and he seems to be an advocate for your show, like his mommy. He's just saying, yes, these things really do matter. They matter to him when he was still in his dog form, and quite frankly, they're really mattering to him now because he's able to communicate soul to soul with all of us. And he's finding that very, now as I'm looking at him, he's showing me all these other dogs that are starting to gather around him. Oh, he's saying we have some work to do, that there are some animals here who need help transitioning. That they don't know how to do this thing. Actually, he's not even just staying in the area where he lived. He's now expanding it. He seems to be moving to India, of all places. And actually now he's starting to move into some other countries also. He seems to have gone to Iraq. Oh, my God. Now I'm starting to see images of Iraqi soldiers who didn't make it, who are coming in. So Griffey's really letting us know we've got to help some souls.
Well, but perhaps we, before we move on, we need to honor Griffey's request and do some little... well, some work and helping these souls transition. Does that feel appropriate, Robin?
Absolutely. Yes.
I mean, because we can do it right now. I mean, you and I can work on it off air or we can continue off air. But it feels to me like we maybe need to do this like right now since Griffey's lining them up.
Yeah, and he's also bringing me in the story. I never saw the movie called War Horses, but he's bringing up the whole relationship of what happens to animals and humans during war, because now he's not just moving to war in this lifetime. He seems to have moved into the Akashic Records. So he's really demonstrating to us that you know, talk about the missing link. This is a whole lot of information.
Well, yeah, and how about that? It's not a coincidence, but weren't we just talking to Kathy about a past life when she, war horse, was killed in her presence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do we need to get out the woo-woo music, or shall we just go for it?
We better start with the woo-woo music, because we're going to... There we go. All right, you've been forewarned. Robin's going to do our thing, and we're gonna assist in helping these souls make their transition.
Yes. Mother, Father, Goddess, God, Creatress, Creator of creation itself, we call upon you now and we thank you for the unconditional love and true healing coming through for all of these lost souls that Griffey's showing us needs help to move into the light. And now he's starting to show me the families who also experienced the loss of their... There we go. It's starting to move. The healing's coming through. It's interesting. I'm hearing an old hymn. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't remember the rest of the words.
Glory, hallelujah. Yeah, I saw them all come in, and now they're all dissipating in the ruby red light of divine love and healing.
Mm, oh, I feel so much better in my heart.
Yeah.
And I think this is going to be quite a shift going on for a bit of time here. So, wow, that feels so much better.
Whew. Mm, whoa.
Yeah.
Woohoo. Well, thank you for that, Griffey.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you, Melanie, for that incredible letter and testimonial. And how wonderful. So remember, folks, if you lose a beloved animal friend, pay attention to your dream states. And I know, you know, my Chowie Golden comes back to me from time to time. It's been years, but he still comes back from time to time when there's something I need to know. And he can bring it through.
I'm getting an image now of your horse, Dan, who passed over.
Dan's around all the time.
Yeah, well, he's showing me a kitten, and it's reminding me of yesterday here in Mount Shasta. I went to my new friend Lorraine's home as we were getting ready to work with the Mount Shasta Garden Club and do an Earth Day event, and come to find out she raises the kind of kittens that you have.
Oh, Abyssinians?
Yes.
Oh.
And they're fawns.
And
so Dan is bringing me a kitten.
Oh.
And saying, this is Omen. I'm like, okay, we got to talk to Bob about this, Dan.
Okay. Well, so. Of course, I've been telling Robin and Bob that they need an Abyssinian. And, of course, Omen was one of two of Robin and Bob's beloved kitties. And Omen crossed over prematurely.
Because he ate the wrong food. We did not know. We didn't listen to Animal World. We had no idea that the food we were feeding our cat would give our cat diabetes until it was too late.
So Omen crossed over prematurely, and that was within this last year, or hasn't it been? Or how long has it been?
He died a year ago, March 28th, 2011.
Just about a year. And, of course, he chimes in from time to time with Robin and I. And he had given Robin a description of how what he was going to look like when he returned. Although my understanding is that he's sort of, two things. As temporarily, he's kind of done a soul merging with their roomie kitty, the kitty that's left over. And I think they either inhabit that body together or he jumps in sometimes and he does Omen things. Like he slams the cupboard doors and stuff just to let Bob and Robin know he's around.
Yes.
But he's sort of, since I've been getting these Abyssinian kittens, and I think Bob and Robin would get such a kick out of having an Abby, he's sort of been saying that he'd like to come back as an Abby, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has.
Yeah. And we were thinking that we might have to get her one up here and get it down here, but isn't that interesting how an Abby breeder has shown up right in Robin's neighborhood?
Oh, not only in our neighborhood, but about five houses down
five
from our new houses.
Five houses away. Oh, how interesting. And she has fawns now. See, isn't that interesting that we'll cover all the bases? Because, you know, my favorites have always been the ruddy Abyssinians. And I've had a couple of those. And I now, of course, have the three ruddy boys, Ping, PJ Pong, and Buzzy. And then I had the blue boys, G-Man and Jilpy. Now, Jilpy passed on and came back, and he's now PJ Pong Jilpy and is a ruddy. But G-Man's getting ready to pass over. He's almost 15. He's getting ready to leave his blue boy body. But we decided that... And this is the woo-woo place where we're going. This, of course, is leading us into the next woo-woo area. And, well, as long as we're here, let's Mike's on it. Just to let you know, we're going off the cliff, folks.
Yeah, Dan's flicking his tail.
Yeah. Oh, I can see him. We're going off the cliff, so you take this as entertainment only or to heart as truth, however you see it. But that's where we're going. Turn the channel if you don't want to listen. At any rate, you all, if you have listened to Animal World for any length of time, you've heard all the explanations here on Robin and Martha Sundays going back to last fall. You can go to the Animal World audio archives at MarthaNorwalk.com, and you can go back and listen. Is the eagle back? Oh, two. Are those not eagles? What are those birds out there? There's two.
Those would be crows.
No, those are not crows.
They're big for
crows. Those are not crows.
Oh, you're right. Those are soars.
Those are two eagles. We have two eagles, Robin.
They could be red-tail hawks.
They're eagles.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they're too big for red tails. And there's the white tail. Did you see the white tail? Excuse me, but just use your imagination, folks.
Well, and that to me, that feels like a different set of eagles than the first one that was there last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this is clearly a pair.
It's definitely not the lone eagle that was here last week.
Yeah, wow. Oh,
they're coming closer. See the white tail?
I'm not seeing a white tail.
Oh, my gosh. The Native American male is coming in and confirming the work we just did with Griffey. I'm getting a huge, huge blast of energy of, I don't even know how to describe it. I guess we can call this love. It's like, whoa.
I don't know. I'm sticking with it. I think they're red tails.
Well, it's fun. Well, are you getting red tails or eagles, Robin? Or does it matter? Doesn't matter.
No, I don't think it matters. And then again, maybe it does, because hawks are messengers, and I'm picking up a message. So whatever they are, it's pretty interesting that they're coming in on the frequency of your show.
Yeah, they're moving away now, so I think they brought their message. And
They were never as close as the eagle was.
But that's the way we've typically seen them here on the air over the years.
Boy,
now they're on pretty much good. Well, good for catching that.
I noticed they were circling together. They weren't just flying separately.
Yeah, well, that's what Mike was saying. That you know, you often see eagles or soaring birds in pairs. Whereas last week the eagle was a lone eagle and came right up to the window, pretty much. Okay, so that was a confirmation and a thank you for the work we just did through Griffey. And I was just telling you that you can go back to the Animal World archives if you need to hear the whole story, all my woo-woo stories about the kitties. I absolutely and without question have for a very long time understood and believe in reincarnation and that we live many, 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 many lifetimes in order to accomplish what we need to in human form to get back completely to spirit. And at any rate, all of the kitties that I have now, well, I will exclude G-Man from this generality, but Miss Sophie Sweetcheeks, Ping, PJ Pong and Buzzy Kitty have all been with me in this lifetime previously and have communicated to me and directly and with Robin as well to let me know when they were coming back and how they were coming back. And the whole family has come back together, which bringing us up to the present time, the last Robin and Martha Sunday, if you want to hear the whole G-Man story, when Martha started to get ready to take the leap off the cliff, was the last Robin and Martha Sunday, which would have been the second Sunday of March. Well, to update you, G-Man is my almost 15-year-old blue boy. And that's what I was going to tell you, is that when the three ruddy boys came into the picture, G-Man started telling me and then Robin as well that he really wanted one of those hot little young Abyssinian bodies too, and that he wanted to play and be able to play and run and goof the way he used to, but he's too old now and his body is too old to do that. I initially, to make a long story short, I kiboshed that idea and said, absolutely not. I'm not ready to let you go, and you're not going. And then as time went by and I observed him watching the ruddy boys playing, I would see him with such longing in his eyes. He so wanted to join in the games and the roughhousing and the running and the playing, and the grief in him and not being able to. And it just, it became overwhelming to me and too much to bear. So finally I had to say, all right, G, if you truly are ready, you know, to leave your body, and I'm not going to help you do it unless, you know, you're really sick and suffering or whatever. But if you're ready to go, then it's okay with me. Now, at that point, then G started getting very detailed and very technical about all of this. In the meantime, Kim Miller Medium, who was here last week, is here once a month, lost one of her beloved older dog, Shasta. And even though Kim was not a big supporter of animals reincarnating back to their owners on a regular or frequent basis, she called me up to say Shasta said she'd come back if I wanted her to. And as it, the long story, the short story version of that is that Kim's dog came back to her within a week of passing into a young Labrador retriever body. And excuse me, I helped her with that transition over the phone. Well, G-Man apparently was eavesdropping on that conversation because at his next opportunity, he told Robin and I want to do what Shasta did, meaning he wanted to, when he left his Blue Boy body, he wanted to come into another body right away. He didn't want to go off and wait for somebody else to be born and come back in. He wanted the body already here. And then he got even more technical and said, well, let's body shop. Nice, excuse me. He said, well, let's pick out a new body for me, you know, and da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, this was really, you know, too much for me. But I couldn't deny with all the confirmation I got from everyone else that I around me that communicates with animals and what I was receiving, what they were receiving independently, what we received together and all that sort of stuff. And eventually I'd share everybody because this absolutely is confirmable as we confirm the details as they shake out, having told you. But what got me into it right now is that we decided since the breeder that I have in my area, she doesn't have many blue kittens. And I already had two blue kittens, but she does have red Abyssinian kittens, and I've never had a red Abyssinian kitten. So I discussed that with G-Man, and he decided that coming back as a red Abyssinian would be very cool, that he would then be different. He'd be the first red boy I ever had. He would be different and special. So we decided he'd come back as a red boy. Now, Robin, of course, is her breeder down the street, apparently breeds fawns. Now, blue Abyssinians are a combination of blue and fawn. They're blue on the top of their bodies and they're fawn on their bellies. Hmm. Okay, fawns are that fawn color all over. Now, my breeder does have a couple of fawn Abyssinians. So one of their names is Jack Robin. You might want to tune into him because he's a very cool Abyssinian at Andrea's house.
Hey, is he ever?
Yeah, and but
he's
I've
like
never,
a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, but I've never had a fawn kitten, so maybe Robin, maybe you and Bob are going to experience the fawn Abyssinian, and they all are. Just I call them dogs and monkeys and cougar suits. Although I did find a difference in the personalities from the Ruddies, you know, some of the personality traits from the Ruddies to the Blues. I didn't find the Blues as intense as the Ruddies. Haven't had a Red yet until now. Let's see. So I guess the last time we were on the air, Robin, that was the second Sunday of March, we told this story in greater detail. And that we had decided that G-Man was going to be a red kitten.
Well, he decided it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, but you kept noting that he kept walking between you and the computer. And so you finally realized he was trying to get you to go to the computer. And you went to the computer and you'd gotten an email from the breeder saying she just had red
Red Kitten's born. Yeah.
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 So he was like a no-brainer. He was onto this.
That's right. Okay. So the kittens had already been born. And G-Man was on task that he wanted one, you know, one a red Abyssinian body. So the kittens were already here, our last show together. And I told you details like he had said that, because I had made it absolutely clear that I would go along with his plan to a point. Because he said, I want you to get one of those red kittens. You pick out the one you like. And then, of course, Chico, who is the soul that Robin and I have worked with since last summer, when, you know, my other Abbeys were coming back and needed to switch out, have a soul switch out. Chico does that for a living, so to speak. That's kind of like his sole purpose, and he helps souls switch in and out. Chico helped Kim's dog Shasta switch out with this young lab puppy. And Chico said he was on board, and whatever of the red kittens that I decided I'd like, he'd negotiate and take that body. And then G-Man says, I want you to bring that kitten home. Because, you know, originally I said, well, you better hurry up because these kittens will be ready to go. You better get out of here if you're going to leave. And he says, well, I'm not leaving yet. He says, I want you to get the kitten, you bring it home. And he says, because I got a lot to teach that boy before I, and I, you know, and then of course I had to say, oh, G-Man, it won't be you in the body, so you can't teach him anything. Because then when you leave and go into the body, you won't remember because the veils go down. And his smart aleck remark at that point, I think, Robin, was like, that's what you think.
And yeah, then,
uh-huh.
Well, yeah, and I just can't wait. And I actually just looked up, what does the name Chico mean? Because I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I never thought to do that before. It means a free man.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, we call him Chico because when we first encountered his soul vibration, he was in one of the kittens that was coming back to me and going to switch out for Scooty, and he was helping with that, and that's what the breeder had named him. Was Chico. So that's how we came to calling him. But isn't that interesting? Free man.
Yes.
How fun is that? So there we were. We've got the kittens are born. A G-Man saying he wants the kitten to come home. He wants to do it the way Shasta did. He wants to, you know, and he's been telling us for a long time that he's going to be able to just calmly lift out of his body, do what he needs to do, and then go in to the red kitten body. Now, I have been absolute with what part I would play in this thing. And I've told him without exception, I will not help him beyond this point. I'll do all of this that he wants, but I will not euthanize him or put him to sleep so he can go into the other body. I mean, the only time I would do that is when, if he were really sick and suffering, there's no quality of life I've done with my other animals and help them. I would not make an exception and euthanize him so he can do this. So I ain't helping that way. But I would help him body shop and get the baby and bring it home and all this. So he's directing all of this and says that he will not die of the Pleckner syndrome, which he has, that it will be his heart. And when it's ready, he'll just lift out and then lift back in. And then, let's see, on the second week of March, when Robin and I were telling these stories, we left it kind of at that as these kittens grew up, I would post pictures online, and then I would pick out the one, and we'd update you next show, yada, 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 and that the kitten would be brought home, and at some point, then G-Man would make the tradition and would make the transition. Now, we did not give any specific information as to what or indicate that G-Man had told us when he was going to do this. I forgot that part of the story. And that's when we got the phone call. Aji, you got the phone call from the anonymous caller. And the anonymous caller said, I think the transition is going to happen on Mother's Day. Well, when you posted that, I just went, oh, holy guacamole. Because what I had not shared yet on the air was that G-Man had just told Robin and I the week before that he was going to make, I'm sorry. The anonymous caller said he was going to make the transition on May 13th. That's what he felt, about May 13th. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw that, I had Mike look at the calendar. What day is Mother's Day? It's May 13th, because G-Man had told us the week before he was going to make the transition around Mother's Day, which, of course, is coming up next month. So that was kind of like a do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That was more of that woo-woo music, kind of a confirmation that we weren't expecting on the air.
It was spooky.
Yeah, it was woo-woo-woo-woo. Real spooky. We could not make this stuff up, folks. this is what's going on. So that was the end of that in the last show. Now, since that time, to catch you up, the litter had been born, and they were half brothers and sisters to Buzzy Kitten, who I've now, only they were in red suits. And I assumed that it was going to be one of the males. There were two males in that litter that I was going to take. Well, Andrea, the breeder, sent me pictures, and then maybe it was, I think I told you, it must have been, this has all gone down in the last couple weeks since I haven't been on the air, because Robin, when did you leave to go back east?
I left on the 28th of March, and I didn't get home till Easter.
Okay.
And while I was gone, you and I weren't communicating, but I had that dream, which I'm sure you'll get to.
Right.
It's
okay. So Robin left on the 28th of March. Once Robin left, she was gone until Easter. She was gone like 10 days or 2 weeks, a week, something like that. But while she was gone, we were not in communication with each other. I mean, she was back east doing her thing with her family. We weren't talking. 2 days after she left, I went to visit. I think she left on a Wednesday. Yeah, you left on a Wednesday after your show. On that Friday, I went to visit these red kittens. Well, when I got there and I met this litter of kittens, I was really disappointed because I didn't care for either of the male. I liked the little female, but I wasn't getting a female because, you know, your best congenial group of cats is neutered males. I'm bringing a female in, and I didn't care for either one of them. And I was thinking, what is up with this? Well, as I'm then talking to Andrea, I just didn't feel they were right. Then she shared that, that related to this litter, she had another red female that had had two kittens. They were 3 days younger than these kittens, but there was one red male. So I had her bring that one up. Oh, heart connection instantly. He felt really strong, great energy, and oh, are these red Abyssinians absolutely drop dead gorgeous or what? Woo. So I decided, I was like 99% decided that I was going to take this younger, smaller, little red guy. So that was Friday. I go home and I talk to G and I tell him, you know, I'm really disappointed about these original three. And when I was there meeting those three, as soon as I connected with them, I was like, okay, Chico, which body are you in? And Chico said, I'm not in any of them. I'm hoovering. So Chico's hoovering at the, you know, and they're saying, I'm saying, well, how come you're not in? He says, I'm not going in until you decide which one you want. And I kind of didn't get that, you know, but he's hoovering. He's not in there. So anyways, when I see this other litter, this other kitten, I decide 99% that I want it, but I got to go home, talk to G. So I go home, talk to G, tell him I didn't like the first litter. I did like this younger, littler one. Which fit in the palm of my hand. And so G-Man thought, he says, oh, I like that one too. I like that. And so G-Man's liking this. Okay, so I'm like 99% sure that this is one I'm going to take and all of this. But I'm wanting kind of an answer. You know, I mean, I'm like, okay, I need some confirmation.
You want a confirmation.
I want confirmation. And, of course, Robin's out of town. So, you know, so I on about my business. One Monday morning, G-Man calls me to the computer. And there's an email from Robin from back east. And the email is, that you'd had a dream that night, Robin, right?
Yes.
And you said that G-Man had brought... Oh, and G-Man had told us weeks ago that his new name, he wanted to be Red Dragon because it's the year of the dragon. And then once he was in there, because he likes letters, I call him R-R-D, Artie, R-D-G, once he's in there. But so Red Dragon was his name. So anyway, Robin emails me and says, oh, guess what? G-Man brought the Red Dragon to meet me in my dreams last night. And boy, is he cute or something. And you said something like, Robin, I saw him sitting in the palm of your hand.
Exactly. And I have to tell you, your mother is here so strong. I'm hearing her type on the typewriter again.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's mom. That's definitely mom. What's she got to say?
I don't know yet, but she's definitely here.
All right. Well, let's then Rosie's here. Hi, Mom. Love you, Mom. Got you in my ears. I have my grandfather's amethyst and my mom's amethyst in my ears.
Aww.
So we need to take care of advertisers and sponsors to stay on time. And remember, it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. So please listen and support them. We'll come back and we'll find out what my mom wants to chime in or whether she's just here to...
Hold the energy.
Yeah, hold the energy and be part of the story. And we'll do a quick current events before the end of the hour. But we will... catch you up to date, because, oh, is there big news? Woo-hoo, there is big, big, big news. Woo, 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 woo. I'm off the cliff now, folks. Stay with me. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 AM or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Outside the box, outside the norm, inside your radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk. Want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's a Martha and Robin Sunday. That means gifted Mount Shasta mystic Robin Alexis is with me, and we're in the middle of the Martha's off the cliff now for sure, and the woo-woo-woo-woo stuff. Hey, you better play that music again, Mike, just so everybody knows. Yeah. Yep, I am so off the cliff now. There's just no sucking me back up. I'm off the cliff, and Robin's right there with me. Are you still there, Robin?
I am.
All right, did Mom have anything to say during the break?
Yes, she did. She said it is time for you and Robin to write your book about the animals.
Oh, shoot. That is exactly the message I got.
Just
before we came back on the air, I was getting from Mom. It's time for you to do the books. Books. And that's been on my mind. So thanks, Mom. Anyway, let's see. So we are talking about the G-Man story and the Red Dragon. And so I got the confirmation from Robin via email that G-Man had brought the little Red Dragon kitten to meet her, and that it was the one she saw it fitting into the palm of my hand. See, and there was only one. It was the one I thought. So that's when we made the decision that that was, in fact, the kitten we were going to take. And I visited again the end of that week, and we made the arrangements for timing when the breeder would give him his first vaccine, which I do have the breeder vaccinate, but with Dr. Al's recommendation, she gives only a half dose. And by the way, Dr. Al Plechner is now recommending that kittens or puppies be vaccinated at 8 weeks, 12 weeks and 16 weeks, and the little ones get only a half dose of the vaccine. So that's part of the issues that the vaccine-related issues. At any rate, so we made those arrangements. He was vaccinated just a smidge earlier than 8 weeks to make the timing work. And then let's see, before somewhere in this interim, after Robin got back from back east, we talked and I let her know what a confirmation her email was. Oh, and then the breeder sent me photographs of the little red boy. And if y'all go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, scroll down, there are three pictures of the little red dragon there. And the most adorable one of him sitting on the top of a white climbing perching post with just his little face, and oh god, he's so cute. So you can take a look and you can see him there. So I sent those photographs to Robin, And then you were able to absolutely confirm, Robin, that that's the kitten that G-Man brought you, right?
Yes.
So,
yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. These pictures are so cute.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, so that's the little boy. Very, very cute. Now, then we had some, we had some real issues come up once Robin got back. Because while Robin had been gone, well, and for some time now, I had been having some physical issues myself going on. I had had some phantom pains and issues going on, intestinal stuff. I also didn't even tell you about this, Robin, but I had phantom joint pain. You know, it'd be a joint of my body which hurt, and I know what like gout is and that, because my father had it. It wasn't like that or anything, but I'd have this pain and then it would go away and then it would go someplace else, and then it said phantom joint pains, and this intestinal stuff had been going on quite a while. And with Robin's help, I worked through all the karmic stuff. I and did my Kriya stuff and burned all the karmic stuff related to me and all of that. But when Robin left town, I got all these things got a whole lot worse, and then I'd clear it. It kept coming back and back and all of this. And geez, I'm walking around with golden Lemurian healing crystals taped to my body and all this kind of stuff. And then when Robin got back, you helped with a great revelation. Yes,
I did. Yes. It was mind-blowing, actually. Because I mean, a lot of this is mind-blowing, but this piece.
So I asked Robin, said, you gotta confirm that this is all that past karma of mine, and I guess I haven't balanced it, and I'm gonna have to keep dealing with it. Well, so what did you tell me?
I said that you had taken on G-Man's health issues because you unconsciously didn't want him to leave, and that is what was making you ill. And we were told that for the first time, the energies have shifted so much in the planet that now not only was there a human-to-animal transference going on, there was now the start of animal-to-human transference.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, just it was bells and ding, 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 ding stuff, because G-Man and I are so bonded. You know, he sleeps with me under my armpit all night, and truly, you know, and I didn't want him to leave. And so I was picking up all his stuff. Now, we are going to take a break in the story right now so we can do a very quick current event, so I don't space that, because there's a few things that you need to know about. So we're going to do current events, then we'll close it out this hour, but we'll turn it right around, won't run a tip. And we'll come back and finish up on the woo-woo stuff and then get into the animals in the news. So it is now time for current events. Drum roll, please. Okay, speaking of entertainment, well, the biggest thing here is that it is Earth Day today. A couple of, a few new items here on the list. At least for me, new Homeward Bound Pet Adoption Center Fur Ball and Auction is Saturday, May 19th at the Bellevue Westin. Seats are limited, so order tickets online at homewardpet.org/auction or call 425-488-4444. You can email questions to auction@homewardpet.org. If you don't get the details, go to MarthaNorwalk.com and click on current events. Another new item, Perfect Pals is gearing up for the Average Joe Cat Show on Saturday, May 5th at Shoreline Center. It's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Shoreline Center is now known as the Spartan Recreation Center, by the way. $5 to get in, $12 for a family. There's an online photo contest. Check it all out at www.perfect, that's P-U-R-R, perfectpals.org. Still invited to the Sarvey Wildlife Baby Shower on April 28th from 11 to 3 at the Lewis Clark Visitor Center. More information at sarveywildlife.org. Seattle Animal Shelter offers reduced rate for spaying female cats through May 31st. Their Beat the Heat spay surgery for cats is only $20. That is one heck of a deal. One heck of a deal. SeattleAnimalShelter.org. Remember to mark your calendars for the All Breed Equine Rescue Benefit Golf Tournament coming up on July 28th this year at Glen Eagle Golf Course in Arlington. And let's see. Spring for a dog. Choose a Chihuahua. April is Adopt a Chihuahua Month at the Seattle Humane. $50 off Chihuahuas 5 years of age and older. www.seattlehumane.org. Their Furry Friends Fund Drive for Seattle Humane Pet Food Bank has begun and runs through May 18th. Donate at participating key bank locations or online at q13fox.com. 23rd Annual Tuxes and Tales is Saturday, May 12th at the Hyatt Regency in Bellevue. And the Adventure Day Camp for Kids at the Humane Society starts. The first session begins on June 25th. All right, that is about that pretty much covers current events, other than to tell you that next week is the last Sunday of the month, and it's Shelter Rescue Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday and talk about news and shakeups. There are some huge shakeups going on in a couple of our local animal rescues and shelters. We will have Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday next month, but it's not the show. It will not be the show that you will be expecting. I still don't have enough details to tell you much of anything, but we'll talk to some of our regulars, but not all of them. It'll be Phil, and we'll have lots of stuff, but you're just going to have to tune in next week to hear about what's going on. Some of it ain't so pretty. Martha's not a happy camper, but we'll see. So I'll fill you in next week. And so let's see. All right, let's wrap up this hour and get started on the next one, and we'll finish the woo-woo off the cliff stuff. Oh, boy, I can't wait to tell you the next part of this whole thing. We'll find out what happened to me and that if I'm healed or what's going on. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.